Definitely. Preparation stays the same, but obviously the feeling around it is a lot different. It's special, I'm sure. You know, for our fans' point of view, for a number of reasons. I'm sure it's the first game our fans look for when the fixture lists come out. It's being able to go into your colleagues the next day and with that rivalry and be able to have those bragging rights. So yeah, for our fans' point of view, we understand how important this game is. And then from within, you know, these are the type of games where, you know, when you finish your careers or you look back on careers, these are the type of games, you know, derby games, fierce derby games are ones you remember and of being part of. And if you can get that feeling of or that memory of winning ones, it always a little bit better in your mind than if you're ever on the losing side of ones.
Travelling around the city, are you getting talked to more about this game than other games that you face as Blues manager?
Well, I think I was talked to on the first day I signed here. So, and obviously the game, what are we now? 8 or 9 months later, so I think it was talked about on the very first day. So I think it's one that's constantly you're reminded of, and you understand the importance of. You know, these are the type of days you make it even more special while you're involved in football, especially this side of it. So we understand it's a special game. It's an important game. It's not a defining game in terms of the season. It's still 3 points, but in terms of what it means and all that, of course we understand that, and the group of players understand that clearly. And we're just really looking forward to this game. It'll be an exciting one. And of course, I've watched this derby on TV, but I've not been to one or I've not experienced one. So being in amongst it is even better.
It's probably Swansea, Cardiff, and then a little bit extra, I would suggest.
Well, if it's a little bit extra, then I'm expecting a hell of a lot then, because those derbies that I've been involved in, I've been lucky enough to be involved in the Welsh derby, I've involved in the Sheffield derby as well, which is fierce. So if this one's extra as well, then great. But all I can say is preparation's the same, but yeah, we understand the build up and the feeling of it and what our fans want from it and what we want from it as well, which is most important.
In terms of personnel, we've known for a while that Gary Gardner wouldn't be available for this game, of course. How important in the international break has been getting matches in the legs of Craig Gardner in terms of his potential to be the one that slots in?
Yeah, well, for a number of players, not just Craig, but a number of players, you know, part of the work that we do here, I said it all along, you know, we don't have the biggest of squads, so everyone's going to be needed at some point along the journey of this season. And part of that plan that we have is to make sure that we can give, you know, or keep the fitness levels as close as possible to players that are playing regular and some that might not. So that's all been part of the plan anyway. So yeah, getting minutes was a good chance in the international break to use a couple of the games to that we had set up there to get players that haven't played so many minutes, some minutes on the pitch, prepared and ready for what is the hardest part of the season between now and the next international break in March. The scheduling's incredible. You look at the next 3 games we have. We have 3 games in 6-7 days, which is incredible physicality that we have to put into it. So, making sure everyone's ready is part of the job.
Your options appear to be opposite extremes in terms of Craig, great experience; Charlie, young and promising. Otherwise, you're looking at disrupting another part of the team, aren't you? So, is that what you're having to weigh up this week?
Yeah, I think we've had that in the last few games. We've had a bit of disruption, not just in that area, but a bit everywhere. Unfortunately for us, but we knew that that's part of it. You know, you try and plan the best you can for it, and the players, again, with their attitude, trying and make the best of it. So we've had a little bit of disruption in the last few games with certain things, but it is what it is. We've had a good chance now in this break to try and refresh the players as well as do the work. So now we're coming out of it into the most important part of the season or period of the season, and yeah, but one thing is we're looking forward to it, you know, ready to embrace it and try and push on.
The first derby for Dean Smith as well, obviously grew up as a Villa fan, which gives an added element. He has inherited a squad with a lot of talent in it.
Yeah, tremendous amount of talent. And Dean, I know Dean really, really well. We were teammates. Talking about the derby, I can't remember if we played together in that Sheffield derby. We would have been at the same time, so I can't remember if we actually played that game. But he's obviously a Villa fan from birth. And he's inherited, like I said, you just said it as well, a really expensively assembled squad. They are favourites with every single bookmaker. They are, you know, a team that should be in the top 2 places in the league and should be fighting for promotion.